sad to hear. The secretary at my high school, Miss Cummins, passed away over the weekend or during this week. Sad, but I do want to take a moment, not to bring anybody down, but to have a positive memory. Miss Cummins, she was the secretary at my high school growing up, and she was also a coach for the girls' track team, so I didn't have much interaction with Miss Cummins. She was always nice when I did have the few interactions. Now, the reason I did have an interaction with Miss Cummins was in West Virginia. So I went to high school, very small high school in West Virginia. Graduating class, my graduating class was 60 students, and not all of us graduated. So you get the feeling of how small of a high school I went to. And I tell people this story all the time, and some people can't believe it, can't wrap their head around it. One of the requirements to graduate high school, you had to take line dancing. You had to. You had to accomplish and complete line dancing classes if you wanted to graduate. And they would take about 2 weeks out of high school gym. Our gym teacher, who was also the wrestling coach, Mr. Pickens, would get those 2 weeks off. And Miss Cummins would come in and she would teach line dancing. She was the line dancing teacher. And it was funny because you only saw Miss Cummins in the morning when you came into school and when you had to go to the office, and she didn't really say much. And I always got the feeling Miss Cummins was a bit of a hard teacher, tough. But when she came in for line dancing, she was the absolute opposite. She was very funny, and she didn't. It was just, you know, guys and girls that could be a little awkward with dancing, and she didn't care about that. Partner up, come on. She had her boombox. It was the first time I had ever heard Boot Scoot and Boogie. It was the first time I ever heard Friends of Those Places. It was the first time I ever heard Copperhead Road. Because you got to remember, I lived in New Jersey. So country music was not that big where I grew up. I grew up outside of Philadelphia. So coming to West Virginia, it was a cultural shock all around. But then I can remember hearing Boot Scoot and Boogie for the first time and thinking, man, this song is a blast. And then I heard Copperhead Road. I just remember hearing these songs for the first time. It was all because Miss Cummins would bring in that big jukebox, that boom box, and she'd put them on her cassette tape and CD player and teach us all these line dancing steps. And I still remember Copperhead Road, not completely, but it's still there. That is part of my life that is still embedded in my brain. It was all because Miss Cummins came in and showed us how to do that. Very sad to hear Miss Cummins had passed away. So keep her in your prayers, her family in your prayers. But man, haven't thought about that until today when I saw that pop up on my Facebook feed. So sad to hear Miss Cummins passed away. But I'm glad I have those memories, man, of the first time I heard those songs and line dancing to graduate. Yesterday, I was talking about on my show, sad news, the secretary at my high school, Miss Cummins, passed away. And I was telling the story about how I went to a very small high school in West Virginia. My graduating class was 60, and not everybody graduated. And I said in West Virginia, to graduate high school, you had to take line dancing. And they would take 2 weeks out of gym to teach you how to line dance. And Miss Cummins was the line dancing teacher. And I was reminiscing about how it was the first time I heard a lot of those classic songs like Boot Scoot and Boogie, Copperhead Road. And there's two things I want to say on continuing on with Miss Cummins is that, one, if you're a teacher or a secretary, you work in the school, I know some days it doesn't seem like you're noticed or it's not your job, your role isn't important, I'm sure. I'm sure those days exist. I'm sure there's days where you think, these kids don't even know who I am. Now, like I said, Miss Cummins was just the school secretary. The amount of people that I know that were a couple years older, people my grade, that were just flooding Instagram with these memories of Miss Cummins was unbelievable to me. And almost everybody was talking about how they line danced and they all heard the songs. And people were saying, I still remember the steps from Copperhead Road because of her. So you never know what small thing you do in someone's life that will attach them forever. For me, Miss Cummins was a very small role in my life. I mean, a blip on the radar in the grand scheme of things. But I will always hold line dancing forever because of Miss Cummins. It's a very special memory. And I laughed out loud when I was reading some of the stories. A guy in my brother's class, we called him Deli. He said, Miss Cummins used to let me skip class, because that was a big thing. If you were in sports, you could skip, especially in wrestling and you were losing weight, you were allowed to leave class. You weren't allowed to, but the teachers would cover for you. He said Miss Cummins would let me ditch class to come line dance in my sweatpants to lose weight for wrestling. And Miss Cummins should have said, hey, get back to class, Dilly. But she knew, one, he had to make weight for wrestling. But two, she probably was like, hey, at least someone wants to line dance. But man, Miss Cummins, you'll be missed. And just remember out there, everything you do matters to somebody.